With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump remained defiant yesterday, one day after being convicted by a New York jury over secret payments to a former mistress. He told reporters non-disclosure agreements of that kind are not only legal but common.
Every company has non-disclosure agreements, but the press called it slush fund and all sorts of other things. Hush money, hush money. It's not hush money. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. And most of the people in this room have a non-disclosure agreement with their company.
President Biden is pressuring Israel to scale back its plans for a full-scale offensive against Hamas in Rafah.
Think what will happen if this moment is lost. We can't lose this moment. Indefinite war in pursuit of an unidentified notion of total victory will only bog down Israel and Gaza.
But Israel disagrees. It says to live in peace, Hamas will have to be defeated in Gaza. The war on coal is back.
Recent moves by the Biden administration to rein in pollution and so-called climate change could hasten the closure of coal-fired power plants and the mines that supply them. Supporters say the changes are long overdue to address health problems from coal pollution. Republicans, though, say the result will be higher electricity prices and fewer lucrative coal jobs. The stakes are high in the Powder River Basin along the Montana-Wyoming border. It has the largest coal mines in the U.S. And
that's Ron DeRockstra. Wondering whether granting student loan debt forgiveness is unconstitutional? Former GOP Senator Jim Talent says, just ask the Democrats.
Well, I can remember Nancy Pelosi saying that about a year before Biden did what he did. I mean, and Barack Obama said the same thing. You know, that the president doesn't have the authority under the statute to do what Biden did.
Senator Jim Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Some good news for those in a war against pornography in this country. Michael Harrington has a report.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The Louisiana bill passed through the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. This is SRN News. Fighting back against inflation where it really counts. If you're a fan of the Costco food court, Bernie Bennett has some good news for you as the company's new CFO announces details about the $1.50 hot dog combo.
Gary Millerchip, the new CFO and executive vice president of Costco, shared a frank message with investors and analysts while hosting his very first Costco earnings call Thursday afternoon. He said to clear up some recent media speculation, I want to confirm the $1.50 hot dog price is safe. The price of Costco's hot dog and soda combo at $1.50 has remained unchanged since the item was added to menus in the mid-80s. But recent comments from Costco's former CFO, Richard Galenti, left some consumers feeling uncertain about the item's future. Galenti said in previous earnings calls that revenue from other sectors of Costco's businesses helped to keep the cost lower at the food court. If true, it's possible that the $1.50 hot dog deal will remain in place for the foreseeable future. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.